You're listening to the Yes, I'm Still Sober podcast with John Rabin. All right. Welcome to the Yes, I'm Still Sober podcast. I'm John Rabin. This is episode 51. Hello, everybody, and welcome back. The heat. Here in Austin, Texas, we had a couple of days due to some rain and shit. It was more like spring than summer, but we're back to it. So, you know, enjoy your weekend. Your very, very hot weekend. I don't know. There's only two more games of the NBA Finals, and then there's nothing. This is assuming that the Golden State Warriors win the next one, and then there'll be another one. So it's currently 3-2, three games to two, two more games to play, maybe. But after that, then there's nothing but baseball if you like baseball. But if you don't, there's nothing but boredom. And just researching fantasy football for two straight months, I guess. I guess that's what I'm going to do. I don't know. Something to keep my mind off of no sports. But I bring it up because a team that I like, that I enjoy, that I started watching because of fantasy football and because I had the Chicago Bears defense, and then I also had their just unpredictable quarterback, Trubisky. And so I was following the Bears pretty closely last season, and I really got into them. But they had some shitty-ass kicking issues. The Cody Parkey, their kicker, hit the upright often. Like, an unbelievable number of times that he hit the upright and missed kicks. So they released him, and they are, I know you don't care, but they have some serious kicking issues. Their kickers are not doing well. They had three, like they started with like eight or some shit, and then they've been cutting them, and they're down to three, and they had put pressure on them. So they were like, they had the whole team like watching them try to make a kick that was the same length of the kick that Cody Parkey missed in the playoffs last year, which is about 43 yards. So they all missed it. And so they're not happy. So it's, but I bring it up because they cut one of their three kickers, and the kicker they cut, his name is Chris Blewett. Blewitt. And that joke is so obvious that I think that that's why he cut them, because I think they wanted to cut one of the three. And I guarantee you he cut that guy because of his last name. He's like, we're going to head this off of the pads. If I got to cut one, let's get the obvious joke guy out of here. And just having it sit there for a second, you gotta ask yourself, if your last name is Blewett, why would you be a kicker? Why would you do a position that it's all up to you about? Why would you do anything in life that it, you know, that it, your job is not part of a team? I mean, it is, but it's not. Like, you're stand out under pressure. Any job, why would you do any job under pressure when it's up to you if your last name is Blewett? Why the fuck would you do that? Why wouldn't you just be in accounting or something? Just something that it's like you, like the rowing team. It's like you and eight other fuckers. Like, why wouldn't you do that if your last name is Blewett? It's crazy. I don't. No, the cat, you understand, right, Kitty? Ryan won't shut up in the back, but that's you know, she too is a Bears fan. She doesn't know it, but you're totally into the Bears. That's insane. Chris Blewett, everybody. Whew. All right. So you might hear the fan in the background. I got to have a fan on in here. I normally keep it silent, so I cut the AC off and cut different things off. But, man, it's that time. It's that time of the year that I'm going to have the fan on in the background. How are you today, person listening? Great. That's good to hear. Although if you said bad, that's kind of callous of me. I'm doing all right. I'm just dealing with life shit. You know, got my own issues to day to day. Not issues as in I've got issues, but like issues, like stuff. And not really sure what I was going to talk about today, other than I written like just an idea down. And I got an article I could look at, which maybe we'll do that at the tail end. What I like to call filler. But so there's this quote that's attributed to Socrates that says, "I know that I know nothing," or "all that I know is that I know nothing," which ironically is not something that he said on record. If anything, it's a rewrite of something that now granted, this is Plato quoting Socrates. This is actually a translation of Plato quoting Socrates that said, "I neither know nor think that I know." And it's sort of turned into the fact that so even the quote about knowing nothing isn't actually accurate to the person who said it. So we know even less than we think we do. And anyway, it's referred to as Socrates' paradox, blah, 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 blah. You can learn more about that just, you know, by Googling. Although if you're into philosophy and you like podcasts, my buddies do a podcast called I Learned Nothing, and it's Ben Cholock and Pat Dean. And Ben, philosophy major, explains and teaches philosophy to Pat Dean, who majored in who fucking knows. Oh, there's that pause because after I said that Pat majored in who fucking knows, I actually paused the podcast and messaged him to ask him what he fucking majored in school. And he has not replied back to me. And I realized I'm not going to fucking wait. It doesn't matter. Anyway, check their podcast out. But back to knowing nothing. It's what made me think about it is the fact that I really enjoy not knowing things now. It's the contrarian in me who, because of the internet, the whole idea is everybody wants to know shit. Everybody wants to be quote unquote woke, or just they want to be informed, and they're reading on things. A lot of the times people are researching and reading just so that they can write a comment on a Facebook post so that they can sound like they know what they're talking about, because nobody wants to look like they don't know anything. So after years of this, I finally just kind of, it's kind of exhausting to try to be in the know. And it's way more fun to not just to be able to just go, "Yeah, I don't know. How the fuck would I know that?" Like, just, you know, just shrug at people. It's just, and the idea is basically you're truly wise when you admit that you know nothing. Now, the problem with that is that if people if everybody started doing that, then it would be a competition no matter what. People like to compete and like to be the best at something, even if they're not, or appear to be the best at something. It's all about appearances. So if the trend, if it was trendy to know nothing, then that's where we'd be at. We'd be like, I know more nothing than you. That's going to be the new thing. No one knows as much nothing as this guy. I know the most nothing that there is. Nobody is as nothing knowing as me. All right, you got me. It's just, that's where we're going to, that's the alternative, I guess. But I'm quite aware of how little I know, and it's comforting. It's actually a relief to not know something, especially as heavy on the news as politics are, is this all the different topics, how they're all over the news, and I don't fucking know. I know that our healthcare system is screwed, so the idea of let's provide healthcare coverage to all but not fix it, but I don't have the solution because I don't know. I just know that it sucks. So when you try to get Medicare for all, you're basically going, hey, it's free handbags. There's shit in it, but it's a free bag. Well, I don't want shit. What are you, against handbags? No, I'm against shit in a bag. Anyway, I think it would be better if we all just admitted how little we actually know. I think things would be better. I think if we all quit trying to one-up each other and admit really how little we know, maybe we could go back to having experts. Maybe we could believe experts instead of declaring fake news and Googling. I don't know. Because when you have an expert, you have somebody who's, they not only have read about it like you have, but they've actually know about it. Like, they have experience. And that separates experts and somebody who just spent, half an hour on Wikipedia, is they're actually steeped in knowledge because of experience. It's not just, you read something and you're retaining it for about 10 minutes so that you could write your post. It's actually, we need to get back to believing and trusting people who have experience over knowledge, because that's the real knowledge. That's really what it is, not something you just fucking read. I guess the real question is, why am I bringing this up? What is my point? Well, here's the point, dude. It feels like to me that we're overloading our emotions and our brains with too much information. I've talked about too much news before on the podcast and how it can just affect your life, your emotions, your mood. Just too much news. But I think it's just too much information in general. Just too much input. Just dumping it all in. It's like, because people, the fear of missing out, or, you gotta be informed. We've got that so ingrained, and be with it and find out what's going on. And, we gotta do something. This world is screwed up, everyone. We gotta do something. Like, everything that's going on. And when we didn't have that much information, there wasn't that many problems that we were trying to futilely solve. I think we need less information. I think we need to quit stuffing that much shit in our brain every day. I think you need to fuck off, is what I think you need to do. Yeah. just relax a little bit. Just the idea that you that we can't solve all the problems, that that there's not a lot of things that you read about that you're able to do directly. And I'm not talking about stuff that, you know, you can donate money or you can volunteer or, you know, stuff like that. I'm just talking about just the different issues that, you know, politicians said this or this is going to happen. You know, I think at some point you just got to realize that what you do is you influence the circle around you by being a good person or whatever. And then it's just you better the world by being a better person and influencing them that way versus just stressing yourself out and constantly, you know, bringing all the stuff in so you can spew out stuff like you're in the know because it looks good. People really give a shit about appearance, and you really need to care less what people think. You know, it's difficult to not care as much what people think of you, but it's really telling when you hear people say stuff like, you know, that's not a good look. Whenever they see something, you know, somebody doing or saying something in the news and they're like, oh, that's not a good look. I know you've heard that. Another one is people say, you know, well, I want to be on the right side of history. Now, here's my problem with both of those statements. Both of those things are based on what, not what's they you feel is right and right or wrong on your own level of morality. It's based on how you look. Like when you say, when you tell somebody, oh no, that's a bad look. But is it bad? What does it look like? What is it? Shouldn't context be important? Is what they're doing bad? Who gives a fuck what it looks like? Is it bad? You don't know? Well, then mind your own fucking business. How about that? If you don't know, mind your goddamn business. Sorry. Take it back, John. Just step back. Who are you yelling at? You're yelling at no one. Sorry. For a second there, it's the equivalent of a Facebook post where people are just yelling like, you people need to stop with the thing. And you're like, who are you talking to? But the whole idea is I just want to be on the right side of history. Really? Because I want to do what I think is right based on my morals. I don't give a fuck about history because I'm going to be dead. But how history, you think history is going, this is going to be a history book? Because it's usually about a topic that's not going to be in the history book. Oh, yes. Now we're going to get on the chapter on social justice, everyone. Chapter one. Yeah. Topic one in the social justice chapter. Should you punch a Nazi? Let's go into that. That's going to be in a history book. No way. Anyway. But yeah, I want to be on the right side of history. No, I just want to do what I think is good. What I believe is right. I'm going to stand for that. It's telling how people think. You know, it has to do with the with just having the right quote unquote views on stuff. You know, is that what people believe, or is it just something that this is the best look for me? So this is the issue I support. You know, it's weird. It's very strange. It's a very strange time when it's all about brand. It's all about appearance. It's all about, you know, how you look. And I'm telling you, if you don't feel that, if that's important to you now, at some point in the future, you're going to get old and you're not going to give a shit. It happened to me. I'm just saying it's going to happen. More than likely, at some point, you're not going to care. And that's And that's why old people are the way they are. I see it now. I'm just in mid-40s. That's fairly young compared to, when you see people in their 70s, in their 80s, and they just don't give a shit. Holy cow, I get it. I'm like, man, that guy's lived twice as long as me, almost a little bit under twice as, he's got 30 years on me, and I'm already almost there. Like, I already don't care. I care slightly more than that guy. Man, if I make it to my 70s, I'm just going to be an intolerable piece of shit. Like, you're just going to be like, man, you need to leave that old man alone. He does not want to, no, he seems nice. Really? Yeah, bring up anything. But, yeah, man, I just, too much information. I think that, I think you need to give yourself a break. I think you need to just work on being a decent person and stand up for what's right and quit trying to fill your head full of everything. You don't need to know. It's okay to miss out on things. Just live your life. Try to breathe. Quit giving yourself anxiety with all the issues. That's basically what I'm thinking. You know nothing, Jon Snow. You know, it would have been a great response if he'd been like, that's goddamn right. Totally out of character. Out of character for the entire series of Game of Thrones, but that would have been a good comeback. I know nothing. You know what? I thought about this. Like, I paused the recording because I needed to check the email, and I'm glad I did, because I had forgotten that I needed to respond. Well, I mean, I did respond to the email, but I thought I'd bring it up here. So somebody had contacted me and asked me how what my sobriety date was, because I don't remember the last time I brought it up, the actual date. So, because I had, I drank for some, like, after I quit the heroin, I did go back to drinking for a little bit because I was living in San Antonio. And quite frankly, after the Alamo, there ain't a lot to do there. So I just, what else are you going to do? But so my sobriety date is, the official date is September 12th. 2012. We're a few months away from it, me being 7 years completely clean and sober. And I made it, and I have brought this up, but it's been quite a few episodes. I made it September 12th because that was my that's my mom's birthday. And that was the day she had to drive me to Austin to turn myself in. So I into custody because they revoked my probation because I got arrested while I was on probation. But she drove me on her birthday to Austin. So I made that day because I had actually quit drinking, quit all the shit like about a week or two before then, some point in August. I don't remember. I actually don't remember the date. So I made it officially September 12th so that my sobriety date, when I get another year clean, it always falls on my mom's birthday. It's sort of the birthday gift stuff. So that's what it is. However, I tend to, as opposed to, using a date as motivation of like gathering time, I do it, it's more arbitrary to me. And the date doesn't matter, it's the state of mind it's the change. And I think that some people, sobriety date, and accumulating clean time is a motivation, and it's a good motivation for some people. It's not for me. I think of it in a different way. I think of it more as it's a state of mind. This is who I am now. That was old me. This is new me. I've convinced myself this is who I am now. This is what I'm doing. I'm not doing that shit anymore. So But I will bring it up just because it encourages other people that, you know, like, hey, that miserable prick has been clean 7 years. Shit, if he can do it, I can do it. So I get it. So I will absolutely share that. Just know that, whatever. It's not that big of a deal to me. Just the change in my life is much more important to me than the accumulated time of not doing drugs or drinking. That's just me, everyone. So, all right, I like that. I like ending on that. This news article, I was kind of dull. It was, like I said, it was going to be filler. So I'm not going to do it. We're going to end on that. If you have any questions, if you have anything you want me to comment on, that's stillsoberpod@gmail.com. That's stillsoberpod@gmail.com. Thank you guys for joining me. I hope you have a great rest of your week. Stay sober and or stay sane. I just cut in again. I was just done and I had a coughing fit when I was trying to say bye. That's some dumb bullshit. Anyway, I'm going to say bye now. This is John Raven. Later. Let's ride.